Hi, and welcome to this next demo in the Windows 10 Narrator series. And in this demo, I want to show you how you can change your synthesizer, i.e. speech that Narrator is currently using, how to change the pitch of the actual synthesizer, how to turn on audio ducking, and of course audio ducking, like on iOS, for example, and indeed on the Mac, is where you can have the music or other audio lowered when Narrator, or voiceover for that matter, is actually speaking. So SharePoint access that. And what I'm going to do is, when we access the settings for Narrator, I'm going to introduce a new command to you called scan mode, which will allow you to navigate the settings of Narrator in a bit more logical manner, rather than just tabbing through and getting lots and lots of different items. But if you use scan mode, and here's a tip coming up, you will be able to navigate the settings screen via heading, like you do on a web page, and then all the settings will be grouped under each of those headings. So that's going to make a lot more sense when we go into settings. I'm going to go into Narrator settings by pressing Control, Windows, and N, and that's N for November. So I'm going to do that now. Control, Windows, and N.
N. Setting, turn on narrator, toggle switch, on, use narrator, settings window.
If you want to toggle scan mode on and off, it's caps lock or narrator key, and remember insert as well if you want to. It's caps lock or narrator key plus spacebar.
Scan off.
So I've just turned mine off. And the way that scan mode works in Narrator is, if you've turned it on for a particular application, it'll stay on until you've turned it off. And like for virtual cursor movement, say in JAWS for example, when you come across an edit field and that sort of stuff, scan mode will turn off, and of course it'll then allow you to type into an edit field and so on. But I'll get more into scan mode in another episode. For the moment, I'm primarily using it to, as I said, make sense of scanning around or navigating around in the settings screen for Narrator. So I'm going to turn it back on again.
Scan.
And you probably guessed that when you're in scan mode, you can treat the screen like a document. And of course, you've then also got shortcut keys, funnily enough, in a virtual screen browsing mode, if you like, to jump around by elements on the screen. And hopefully you've guessed it, to navigate by headings, you press H. And what I'm going to do to make sure I'm at the top of the screen, to go backwards, I'm going to do Shift key and H to go back to the top of the screen to make sure I'm at the top of the screen.
Use narrator, heading, narrator, heading level 1.
That's it. Beautiful. All right, so we want to get down to personalizing the speech settings. So I'm just going to press H now.
Use narrator, heading level 2. Startup options, heading level 2.
And I'm going to talk about startup options for narrator in the next episode.
Personalize narrator's voice, heading level 2.
And here we go. Personalize narrator's voice. Now, as I said, you can treat the screen as if it was a document, and the elements will be then spoken out, whether they're a combo box, list box, checkbox, and that sort of stuff. Of course, you can also press Tab and Shift Tab if you really wanted to, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to simply press my down arrow key.
Choose a voice. Microsoft David, English, United States, combo box, collapsed.
Okay, so my current voice is David, and I'm going to change it. So in scan mode, to interact with an element, I'm just going to hit the Enter key.
Microsoft David, English, United States, 2 of 11, selected.
Okay, so I'm going to press down arrow.
Microsoft Hazel, English, United Kingdom, 3 of 11.
So it said 3 of 11. Let me just press up arrow.
Microsoft David,
England,
Microsoft George, English,
Microsoft George,
United Kingdom, 1 of 11,
that's United non-selected. Voice. Let's try George. I'm going to hit Enter again.
Choose a voice. Microsoft George, English, United Kingdom.
So that's good old George.
Combo box, collapsed.
Now, because I've already selected that, let me just see what happens with the combo box. If I press down arrow.
Microsoft George, English, link, add more voices.
Okay, I've come out of the control, all right? So just be aware of that. So I'm going to hit up arrow again.
Microsoft George, English, United Kingdom, 1 of 11, selected. Choose a voice. Microsoft George, English, United Kingdom, combo box,
and
collapsed.
I pressed up arrow again till I heard it say combo box collapsed. And now I'm on the controls. I'm here. Enter again.
Microsoft George, English,
and United Kingdom.
Microsoft David, Microsoft Hazel, English, United Kingdom, 3 of 11.
Let's try Hazel. Enter.
Choose a voice. Microsoft Hazel, English, United Kingdom, combo box, collapsed.
Okay, so it's inactive again. I'm going to hit enter again.
Microsoft Hazel, English, United Kingdom, 3 of 11, selected.
So on 3 of 11, if it's demo.
Microsoft Susan, English.
Susan.
Microsoft Zyra, English.
Zyra.
Microsoft Catherine, English, Australia.
Ooh,
6
English
of 11,
Australia. Let's try English voice. Enter.
Choose a voice. Microsoft Catherine, English.
Ah, g'day,
Australia,
mate. How's it going?
Combo box.
All right, so I'm going to press down, and I'm going to just make it clear about the element. So at the moment, I'm not interacting with the combo box because it's collapsed. If I press down arrow.
Microsoft Catherine, English, Australia, 6 of 11, link, add more voices.
Okay, so here, as soon as you hear it say link, you're getting confirmation that you're actually out of the combo box, absolutely. All right, so I'm going to press up our buttons.
Microsoft Catherine, English, Australia, 6 of 11, selected.
Okay, now we didn't hear anything about a combo box, so I'm going to press up our again.
Choose a voice. Microsoft Catherine, English, Australia, combo box, collapsed.
Okay, now we've heard the combo box collapse, and enter on the control.
Microsoft Catherine, English, Australia, 6 of 11, selected.
And I'm going to press down arrow.
Microsoft James, English, Australia, 7 of 11, non-selected.
Microsoft James, that's the Australian male voice. Let's try that one. Enter.
Choose a voice. Microsoft James, English, Australia, combo box,
yeah,
collapsed.
I don't know if we Australians sound that nice, actually. All right, I'm actually going to go back and put it back on David because I quite like the David synthesizer. So I'm going to hit enter.
Microsoft James, English, Australia, 7 of 11.
That was 7,
selected.
So I'm going to do 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Microsoft David, English, United States,
and there's David.
2 of 11.
2 of 11,
selected.
So hit enter.
Choose a voice. Microsoft
there
David,
we go. Back on David,
English,
that's where I started from.
United States, combo
All
box.
All right, let's keep going
collapsed.
Down. So I'm going to press my down arrow key because I'm not interacting with the combo box anymore.
Microsoft David, link, add more voices.
And that's the link to add new voices. Now, in this demo, I'm not going to go and add new voices. So down here again.
Change voice speed, slider at 11.
Okay, now this says change voice speed, slider at 11. Now, what I'm finding in some of these sliders is that they don't quite work correctly in scan mode. So for this one in particular, remember you can just press narrator, and remember minus or plus, so the two keys to the right of your zero key on the top of your keyboard. So if I press narrator plus plus,
speed increased to 60%, 12.
Okay, and narrator plus minus,
speed decreased to 55%, 11.
Okay, that's the easiest way to turn it up and down. For some odd reason with this particular slider for speech, it doesn't always activate, and when I've been testing it for this episode, for some odd reason, the synthesizer or the voice gets locked in to whatever speed you've got it and stops me changing voices or synthesizers. So just be a bit wary of that for the moment. That might be because I'm in a Windows Insider build, but I'm not 100% sure. So I'm going to leave that one for the line for the moment. I'm going to press down arrow.
Press the narrator key and plus, plus, or narrator and minus to change voice speed.
And there we go. It just told you how to actually change it anywhere on the fly with that narrator key plus, minus, or plus, plus.
Change voice pitch. Slider edit.
Now this doesn't have a shortcut key to it, so what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to turn scan mode off. So that's caps lock or narrator key plus spacebar.
Scan off.
And I'm going to hit enter. The pitch of the voice is not so noticeable when you're going down, but definitely noticeable when you're going up. So let me just press down arrow.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Now it's very noticeable, and when you go above
2,
8.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 15, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, and I'm going to come back down by pressing down and back down
9,
to
8. 8.
Now there is a serious side to changing pitch. Depending on your hearing frequency, the pitch of the voice can be quite useful, depending on what your hearing's like. All right, so there is a serious side, and that's why the pitch is there, to accommodate people's different listening frequencies and comfort levels. All right, so I'm going to turn scan mode back on again.
Scan.
And I'm going to press down arrow.
Change voice volume, slider at 100.
Now, change voice volume, the slider's currently at 100. If I press down arrow.
Press the narrator key plus control plus plus plus, or narrator plus control plus minus to change voice volume.
Okay, we get that hint that I did in the last episode about changing the voice volume. So again, because I don't want to particularly come out of scan mode for this one because it's got a shortcut key, I can simply press narrator plus control and then plus or minus, then to change the volume of the voice. And if I press down again.
Lower the volume of other apps when narrator is speaking, checkbox checked.
Okay, so this is the audio ducking that we know and love on iOS and then I know and love on my Mac. Except when I'm actually doing Amadeus Pro recording like I'm doing now, particularly on the Mac, because it interferes with the recording. So if you want to have the background music, like in iTunes, lowered when narrator's talking, then this needs to be turned on, and I've got mine turned on. If you want to turn it off, you simply press Enter.
Unchecked.
Okay, and I've unchecked it. If I turn it back on again.
Checked.
I've turned it back on again. And if I press Enter again.
Select where you hear narrator's voice. Default audio device. Combo box. Collapsed.
And this is where you want to select where you want to hear narrator's voice. I'm not going to go into that one for the moment because that's a little bit more advanced. Press Enter again.
Default audio device, 1 of 3, selected. Heading level 2, change what you hear when reading and interacting.
And we're down to a new heading level 2, which is a different section of the settings screen. And as I said previously, I'll go through more of these settings in later episodes. So that will do for the moment. So to close the actual settings screen, I'm just going to press Alt F4.
Taskbar, pane, scan off.
And I'm back to my taskbar. And of course, if I want to get back to my desktop, I press my good old favorite Windows M to minimize to the desktop. M for Mary.
M. FS Reader 3.0, 10 of 12, desktop list.
Okay, and I'm back to my desktop. Now, I want to show you one dangerous thing to do with audio, particularly on the Surface Pro type Surface keyboard, particularly when people are using Narrator. Now, when I closed that application before, I pressed Alt F4 on my USB keyboard because, let me just go back into settings again. So I'm going to do Control Windows N for November again.
Narrator. Settings window. Turn on narrator. Toggle switch on.
All right, so I'm not going to use my keyboard to press Alt F4, my external keyboard. I'm going to press my Type Surface keyboard. And I've got the keyboard at the default setting at the moment just to show you what happens. Now, if I press Alt F4 on my Type keyboard, it actually mutes the sound, which is really, really, really irritating. The way to get it back, of course, is I press F4 again by itself.
Volume mute.
I've just got it back. So when you do it on a normal keyboard, it doesn't do anything. In summary, we went into the narrator settings with Control, Windows, and N for narrator or November. I then said or pointed out to the fact that the settings screen is organized by headings, and the easy way to navigate by headings is to use this virtual cursor type mode called scan mode, which you turn on with caps lock or narrator key plus spacebar. And when that's on, you can literally treat the page or screen like a document or a web page. And you can press up and down arrow to go up and down the screen. You'll hear the controls. If you want to interact with control, you hit the Enter key. We've got letter navigation. I could press H to go through the headings on the screen or Shift H to go backwards. When we got down to the combo box for the voices, when it said collapse, I hit Enter to access the combo box. Up and down arrow to navigate to a voice. Hit Enter again to select that voice. And then I said that you had to be back on that combo box again to hit enter again to activate the combo box and choose another voice. Now I said for both the voice speed and the voice volume, you're better off using the shortcut keys that I did in the last episode. So for the speech rate, it's narrator plus, minus or plus, and then narrator control plus, minus or plus for the volume. And I said when we adjusted the pitch of the actual voice that you've currently got set, then I would turn scan mode off with narrator and spacebar. And again, that's a toggle to turn on and off, and then interact with the control to adjust the pitch with the up and down arrows. Of course, I pointed out with the checkbox to do audio ducking to allow the volume of music, etc., to be lowered while narrator's talking. And as I also mentioned at the start of discussion about scan mode, once you've turned it on with narrator plus spacebar for a particular application, it'll normally turn on automatically when you go to the application. And again, if you want to turn it off, you can always press again narrator and spacebar to turn it off if you want to. And just a cautionary note about the F4 mute key on the Type Surface keyboard, that will actually mute you when you do Alt F4, because by default, if it's in default mode, it'll actually mute the sound. But anyway, it doesn't mute the sound when you're using an external keyboard, so you should be safe. But just be aware that may happen when you press Alt F4 on a Type Surface Pro keyboard. Anyway, that'll do for this demonstration of voices, etc. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.